You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m., with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here on Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special and, of course, delightful guest joining my show. His name is Dr. Michael Binder, and he is the owner-operator of Dr. Michael Binder, MD, Adult and Adolescence Psychiatry out of Highland Park, Illinois. And today we're going to be talking a little bit about diagnosis and how to get the correct diagnosis. So I couldn't think of anybody better to speak to about mental health diagnosis than Dr. Michael Binder. So let's welcome him to the show now. Dr. Binder, welcome.
Thank you, John. Thank you. My goal this morning is really just to help patients get the right diagnosis from
right.
their doctors
right.
who are in their local area's insurance networks.
Now, Dr. Binder, in your extensive experience here, I imagine for you to come on this morning and talk solely about this, you must notice some kind of issue with misdiagnosis is going on in the industry.
There is, very wide. The primary diagnoses in psychiatry take an average of 10 years to be made. And I've seen patients going from doctor to doctor, an average of probably five different psychiatrists before they get the right diagnosis and the right treatment.
Wow.
And that's all documented. It's been that way for some time now.
Dr. Binder, what do you think is the reason for this?
Well, subtle differences in the way patients present their histories make
right.
big differences
yeah.
in the diagnosis and treatment.
Now, I imagine most patients are going to a psychiatrist because they don't really know what's going on. So do you think that maybe patients are miscommunicating some of their symptoms and maybe things are getting a little convoluted? And in turn,
absolutely. And I think that's so much so the case that about 5 years ago, I wrote a book. And the purpose of this book was to help patients better understand what's happening with them, first to clarify their own disorder, and also to help them articulate to the doctor what's happening so that the doctor can come to the right diagnosis and prescribe the right medications and the right treatment.
And what do you think is what, I mean, at least in the industry, what would you say is the most diagnosed illness?
Anxiety and depression.
Right. I kind of figured that.
Yep.
Now, here's an interesting question for you. Anxiety and depression, especially in the realm of mental health, I feel like those terms are thrown around so loosely.
Yes.
Could those be diagnoses in themselves? Or do you often find that sometimes anxiety and depression are simply symptoms to a bigger, larger issue?
They are, but the diagnosis and psychiatry are so overlapping. We really need to help patients understand how to present their symptoms and focus on the right parts so that doctors can make the distinction between one disorder and another.
Right.
And so I'm suggesting that patients do the following. Make an appointment with a doctor in your area, and while waiting for the appointment, I would suggest that they get the book I wrote because it's specifically written for patients to help with this very problem. And then while waiting for the appointment, they can see and read the vignettes. The book has about 8 or 10, 12 vignettes of different ways that these various disorders present. And part of the problem in psychiatry is that you can have one type of disorder presenting in 8 or 10 or 12 different ways.
Right, yeah.
So you might think you have one disorder or another disorder when really you have a more central problem, sort of back to what you were saying, John. Then prior to the appointment, I would recommend that patients think about their problem and then type out their history and symptoms in chronological order, starting when the symptoms began and talking about the way the symptoms evolve and change through time. So let me give you a little example.
Okay.
The biggest problem we have is that there's a big difference between telling a doctor I've been depressed for 8 years and telling a doctor that, yes, I've had depression, but my depression waxes and wanes in severity.
Right.
Or my anxiety waxes and wanes in severity. There's a big difference. And you'll get a different diagnosis depending on whether or not you specify that fine distinction. So what I'm recommending that people do is if they get the book and they read through the book and they read the case vignettes and I would recommend reading it at least once, if not two or three times, preferably
right.
two or three times to understand themselves while they're waiting for their appointment, and then write out their history in chronological order, including then, of course, the medications they've taken, the response to those medications, the current medications they're on, and also whether they're medication sensitive. Because another thing that happens is patients report their symptoms, but then they don't tell the doctor whether or not they're very sensitive to medication. And oftentimes they're put on medications that are normal doses, but for them, those doses are too high.
Right.
And then they feel like those medications have too many side effects and don't work, when actually those medications may have worked just fine if they were started in very, very small doses for those patients who are very sensitive.
And Dr. Binder, is it unconventional for a patient, if there's anyone out there listening who goes to see a psychiatrist, is it unconventional for someone to tell the psychiatrist that they'd like to hold off on medication until, you know, we have a better understanding of what's going on here?
Oh, sure. Yeah. The truth is that most of these disorders that bring people to a doctor's attention are severe enough that there's a biological component to it.
Right.
Usually there's also a psychological component to it. And sometimes it's only psychological, but in most cases, if it's severe enough to actually bring a patient into the doctor's office, there's usually also a biochemical component to it.
Right. So you're basically saying that the medication would be required to treat some of these illnesses.
Well, I would say it this way. I would say we doctors have the goal of helping patients understand what's happening to them, offering them the options and letting them decide how they want to go about it.
Right.
Psychological interventions are always important because the psyche is always involved.
Right.
But when the brain is also involved, if that's ignored, it's kind of like riding a bicycle on ice. You keep trying to get better, right, but there's always something undermining your improvement.
Right, right, right. Now, Dr. Binder, we do have to end the show in about a minute, but for any of the folks out there listening who have maybe been intrigued by our discussion here this morning, where can they find out a little bit more information about yourself and your practice? And also, where can they pick up your book?
Yeah, they can get it online at Amazon or barnesandnoble.com. And they can visit my website. It's drmichaelbinder.com. That's drmichaelbinder.com, all one word.
Wonderful. Well,
the book is called Am I Depressed or Am I Bipolar? Question mark. It's called Am I Depressed or Am I Bipolar?
And folks can pick that up, and that'll speak a little bit to the things that we spoke to here this morning?
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, Dr. Michael Binder, thank you so much for coming on and giving us a really lively discussion on diagnosis in the mental health realm. I think it's an important thing to talk about. And if you're out there struggling, get Dr. Michael Binder's book and also check out his practice. So, Dr. Binder, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it and wish you the very best of luck.
Thanks, John. Happy to help.
Thank you.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.